Greetings and welcome to Tellings of a Medium. I'm your host, Jennifer Fezzio, and do I have a tale for you. Come with me and experience the unexplainable you will believe. From the U.S.'s most haunted and spine-tingling destinations to its most awe-invoking spiritual ones, this podcast is meant to instill hope and belief that there's something more than meets the eye. Skeptic, doubter, or believer, this podcast is for you as I share experiences from my life working as a professional psychic medium over the past 10 years. Step into a world that is all around you that you never knew existed. Let's begin Tellings of a Medium. Greetings, lovely listeners. Today we talk about group readings with student mediums. I just had one this morning at 10 a.m. Central. It was beautiful. My two students, Misty and Tommy, rocked it. Great evidence. I'll brag on them a little bit. We had melons, watermelons and cantaloupes that a grandfather grew, not just a farmer. Misty pegged the melons and cantaloupes. It was beautiful. Tommy was amazing. He got not just quilting, but sewing, and a wedding dress was sewn. And these are the type of details that you should be getting from mediums, not just he was a farmer and she sewed. We want that extra detail. Okay, enough of me bragging on my students. But I had a great morning of good mediumship. I am sky high happy. And it was with my students. I mean, I'm blessed. But in this demonstration, and not just the one this morning, when I demonstrated with my buddies, when we developed under Mavis Patilla, I would see, and I have seen with my students and my colleagues, when we open up a student dem to the public, sometimes the mediums pull contacts from the spirit world only for other classmates or mediums that are there to watch and support. I've had a few mentors share with me different opinions on what to do when this happens. You know, if I'm hosting a student dem and my mediums are only bringing contacts for other students in the dem room, that looks very fishy. It looks skeptical. And I don't think it's fair because we have the public showing up. We had probably 15 public members there in my dem this morning, and I want my mediums to pull contacts for them. So I'd see this happen, and some mentors would say, stop the medium, to have the medium stop, say, you know what, Misty, I know I've pulled your grandma before, she's here again, but I really want to pull someone for the public attendees today, so I'm going to thank her and bring another contact. Some teachers want the student mediums to say that because they want the public to receive contacts in their student demonstrations they're hosting with their student mediums working. And I absolutely see that point. I agree with it. But then I went through a phase where I thought, well, spirit's wise. Spirit chooses the contacts. You know, if my student Misty is bringing a contact for Tommy, then it means Tommy needs that contact. And who am I to say who spirit should give the mic to in a demonstration? So I would let this unfold. And if mediums and my student dems got contacts, they got contacts. I was always asking spirit though, you know what? If my students could bring contacts for the public though, that would be preferred. But I know I can't boss you around, spirit. But I let it unfold. And then just recently, in the past few weeks, I had an epiphany from spirit, and I had a knowing of watching, between that and a knowing of watching my student mediums work, I realized that student mediums pull contacts for me, the teacher, or any teacher, or their current classmate mediums, when they get nervous, there is a natural parachute reach, grasp energetically they do for safety, for comfort, that their energy is connecting to, even though the medium working's conscious mind is not thinking about it. But it's like they see their current classmates as a safety net. And they're not meaning to do it. But I just realized this. I thought, wait a minute, they're a little afraid. They're new to working with the public, my student medium, but yet they're pulling a contact from spirit, and we've got 20 people in this dem room, and I have three hands going up from my medium working to take this spirit person, and they're all my students. And I thought, okay, this is not what we want. And so I was watching my medium student work, and I thought, why is he pulling a spirit person that is possibly going to be for three of my other students who are here? And then I focused on my medium student, and I knew that they were nervous. So I helped the student place the contact, and he did. The student did, and it was with the other classmate, and it was her grandmother. But the student was nervous. And so when he finished the contact, I had to tell him, put the intent with your soul and your mind and spirit world that you want to pull a contact from spirit for someone here in the public, because that is, you're finding a safety net in your classmates, and we want to pull for the public here. And do you know, he brought them one of the most beautiful contacts for an attendee who was not a student, and that was the contact with the quilt and the wedding dress and a beautiful message. And I just think it's very interesting, because I've done this before. When I was training with Mavis, I would watch my classmates when we did the student dems pull for other mediums. And I just always thought that must be what spirit wanted. But now looking back, we are all super nervous. And there is something that we do with our energy where it needs comfort. Maybe these students are thinking about each other a lot. The emotion, see, it's the emotions that draw spirit people near to us. So, you know, if you pull for a classmate, maybe that classmate, you've been thinking about them a lot, or they're staring at you a lot, or you're thinking about them in the dem, you know, you've had emotional energy exchange, whether it's in the, whether it was a hard thought or not, there's a communication that happens that we're not consciously aware of with our energy and emotions. And that is the fuel that mediumship runs on. And so it's very important to understand that when you go to work in a student dem, you have to, set yourself up with intention and thought and awareness in that emotional power build up, which is only like 10 seconds, right? To say, I need someone for the public. I am going to do this. I'm going to be strong. I can do this. And I'm not going to pull for a classmate. And then there you go. You're off. Now, this is not to say that your classmates, your people cannot come through. Because we also had a grandmother butt in. Oh, she butts in all the time. We love her. We love this medium's people. But this is a granny who butts in. And a student, I stopped the contact and I said, you're between two people. You do have so-and-so's grandma, but you have your classmate's grandma butting in. And I said, tell her, thank you. We hear you. We see you. We're validating you're here, touching base, saying hi, but I'm going to continue with the public attendees person. And then it was brilliant. You know, because these are people and they still want to come in and say hi. As much as I'd love to tell you listeners, there is a white line on the ground leading up to the medium that spirit people see, and they stand in one right behind another and they pass the mic gently. Like, I'm at first of the line. Here's my thing. I want to say these 2 cents. Okay, I'm turning around, giving the mic to you. Your turn. I'm leaving now. And then passing the mic in a single formation line, not speaking over each other. It doesn't work that way. There's a lot at play here. Sometimes spirit people say, I'm not waiting in line. Here, let me just come up to the front of the line. I just want to say something really quickly. Can I just have the mic for a second? And then some are like, I'm not standing in that line. Let me just shout a few things at Misty the medium and see if you'll catch on. You know what? This guy has the same, he's holding the mic. He's at the front of the line. I'm going to stand out of the line. He's kind of got the same message I do. Can you just tell the other person in the room? They're going to know they need to hear this message. I'm just going to stand by him and kind of speak with him to let, I'm saying this too. These are people, we are connecting two different worlds here of energy. One is concrete, one is not. One speaks linearly with words. One is everything all at once with see, feel, and knowing, and probably 1,000 other clairs that we are not even aware of the soul uses. It's so brilliant and divine. And we do the best we can, is my point. And so sometimes spirit people, all they do always is just do the best they can. And sometimes it comes off as butting in. And then sometimes the medium just creates this space where they're really nervous and their energy reaches for comfort. And I think that that energy reach for comfort can involve someone they trust in the Zoom room, some type of connection there where that opens up the door for the classmates, people to draw near to the working medium. And it's really amazing. So the next time you see a student dem, or you're hosting one, or you're doing one, and you notice that the students are pulling for each other, which means bringing spirit people from the spirit world, the contacts only for the other students. No, they're not frauds. No, they're not pulling your leg. They are a little nervous and they need to be aware to open up their awareness to the public that they're going to be fine and do just fine with their people. And that when those nerves settle and the breathing happens and the medium resets, the public's people will come to the front. And that's what I witnessed this morning, and it was brilliant. It was just beautiful. A big congrats again to Misty and Tommy for doing so well today. If you want to stop in and see another student demonstration, there is one tomorrow at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time, Sunday, May 18th, 2025. That's tomorrow, May 18th, Sunday, 2025, 10 a.m. Central Standard Time. You can just message me, email me, jenniferfezio@gmail.com. I'll send you the Zoom link. You can also find it on my banner in social media. And just join the Zoom room. Join with the link, no password needed. Hope this helps my developing mediums who are deming and pulling for their current classmates. Just check yourself, relax, intent, open back up, and you're good to go.